The opinions on this show are ours and ours alone.
All information is for entertainment purposes only.
This content is meant for mature audiences.
So press start and come join our game.
Welcome back to another episode of Waiting for Players. I'm Adam.
I'm Adam.
I'm Peter.
And I'm Adam. John. John Adam. Jen Adam.
Jen Adam.
Jen Adam. John Adams. All right. I'm just John.
So today we're playing a game called Blackout.
All right.
On less story mode right now.
Is it on less story mode right now?
I thought we could cover more of the game if there was less story.
Yeah, so far, I thought so too. I thought we would have skipped all this part actually then.
Oh, positive.
Well done. We are ready.
But it's basically a 2D platformer. We'll be talking a little bit more about it later, but you guys can watch Peter and Adam, or just Peter, try to play through it right now. Oh, it was a little quicker. That first intro is pretty long, actually. So,
So it looks like you have to go get coffee, Peter.
Gotta have your coffee.
Yeah.
What is this? Nothing. All right.
It's a red glowy thing.
So you ready to hop into the news, John?
I sure am. I guess we could just start off with Sound Brewing Company, a brewery right here in Washington and Poulsbo, is setting to launch off some Mortal Kombat beers.
Ooh.
Mortal Kombat X beer.
Mortal Kombat X beer, yes. It looks like they're all Imperials. You got the Sub-Zero Imperial IPA, the Scorpion Imperial Stout, and Raiden Imperial Saison.
Personally, I feel like the Scorpion would be the best one.
The Imperial
probably.
Stout.
Oh, yeah.
I agree.
I'm not a huge fan of IPAs, so that one's out. And I'm not sure. Saisons are kind of weird, is what Josh was saying.
Mm-hmm.
I'm not 100% sure that that's going to be my bag, but
a goat, Peter.
I will try all of them. I would be willing to try all of them. I don't want to say I will, because on the chance that I don't, then I'm a liar. I don't like to be a liar.
Yeah, you should buy them, bring them in here. We'll try them on the show.
Okay, yeah, sure. Just offer up my wallet. Yeah, yeah, I'll buy them.
Well, where can people get these? Is this the local brewery to us? Where's the brewery?
No, so the brewery's in Poulsbo, but you can get it in the, what did it say, World Market Beer?
Yeah, any place that buys from World Market.
Yeah.
Trader.
And it looks like they're licensed with Warner Brothers Consumer Products.
They'd have to.
Oh, yeah.
Beverage Traders.
Yeah, Global Beverage
Traders.
That's what it
is. Yeah. I knew Traders was in there somewhere. Traders.
Imagine you'd be able to find this in most places.
Yeah, we could call them. You guys want to call them right now and talk to Global Beverage?
You can call them on air?
99 bottles will probably have it, maybe.
On the holiday after regular business hours. I'm sure they'll answer.
So you guys are crashing into a black hole right now.
Uh-oh, that doesn't sound good.
Can you crash into a black hole?
Oh, the next news is really sad for me.
Apparently so.
Okay.
Sad news.
Yeah.
Why are you going to bring us all down?
Okay, so No Man's Sky, which everybody wants... We all want it. We're all going to buy it as soon as it's out. Like, it's guaranteed.
I might wait for some reviews, but I want it. So.
Giant, massive universe that you get to explore, and it looks pretty.
Don't
even
get to play with your homies.
You don't?
Nah.
I'll
explore the galaxy alone like a real frontierman.
Is this seriously less story?
There's going to be a delay. So now it's not even going to come out until August 9th here in the U.S.
They said they needed a little more time to kind of polish it up.
And I respect that. Like, nobody wants you to release a half-done or partially done or not complete or glitchy, shitty game, especially one with a lot of hype like this one has. So I understand why they want to do it. He even says, we only get to launch the game once and we need to do it right. You know, and as an indie developer and... a crew that's not as large as they were saying you would think for an undertaking as large as this game, it's reasonable, you know?
Yeah.
But it's still not happy news.
No, but, I mean, at the same time, and I've said it before, I'd rather them postpone it a month and not release some glitchy piece of shit as opposed to take the month and get something that's a lot smoother and more playable.
Right. Not have to release a huge patch as soon as the game comes out to try to fix everything.
No, but it's still sad. I mean, just because I really do want to play this game.
I do too. At least it's not a super big delay. At least it's not like Batman's PC port where it was like 9 months later. Mm-hmm. Like, you're just like, yeah, it'll be, what, 6 weeks? 6 weeks to 2 months?
It's wasn't it? Bad. Wasn't it initially supposed to come out in like May or something?
Well, I don't remember.
I can't remember. Maybe it was June, but
Either way, it's going to be late, and now I'm going to be sad.
Yeah, I just play some more Overwatch.
Next news is the happiest news I've heard in a long time.
Did you watch this trailer?
Yes. We did.
Mirror's Edge Catalyst.
Looks fun.
Oh, it's longer than the first one. I heard. It was yeah, really
the
short.
First one was short.
Never played the first one.
It was fun.
Nor have I.
I think me and Adam are probably the only ones.
Adam and I.
No, it was
sorry,
me and
you, John. Nazi. but I thought that game was super enjoyable the first time I played through the first one. Mm-hmm. And I even played it a lot more than that because there's a when you run well in the game and you're linking things together properly,
it feels really cool.
And there's some hard spots that make you do some cool shit that you just feel like a badass. At first, I didn't like the way, because you're totally in a first-person view of your character, and I thought for the running game, at first, I didn't really like it, didn't feel right. Kind of wished I could see my character doing stuff.
Yeah.
You know? But it helps with the way the game feels once you get the hang of it. Like, then it feels really good. It feels intuitive, and it just looks clean. The way they did the world, the color, the art, I really enjoyed it. Lots of white. You got some vibrant colors. And then basically everything you can interact with is red, which it looks like they stuck to that to keep it simple for people that played before. Super fun game, though, so I'm excited. This one with the updated graphics should be even better. The original Mirror's Edge, though, really doesn't look bad for when it came out. Like, they did a pretty impressive job with the first one, so... Again, short, but still super fun. It was worth the money, for sure.
And all of the trials and stuff afterwards were still really fun and had some replay value to them. So, I mean, yes, the storyline was short, but you got more hours of gameplay out of it than just playing the storyline.
Oh, for sure. And like I said, I liked in the first one when you could, you know where things were spawning or where people were going to come through when you're replaying stuff. So you could get this really smooth, like, takedowns and stuff because you know they're going to show up.
Yeah.
Like, the one part I got stuck on, my favorite part about it was just slide kicking the guy off the ledge as soon as he rounded the corner every time, because that's like same timing for when you meet him. He has a shotgun, but you can just pre-slide, and when you're sliding, you'll kick him in the stomach, and then he just go flying right off the scaffolding on the side of the building, and then just jump up and cut a hard left and just keep running. And it was just like, oh, I'm so cool. I'm like a parkour badass. So I don't know. Oh. I haven't got to read any, like, what the community thinks, the people that really liked it for the Mirror's Edge, you know what they want, but I'm sure everybody would agree that a longer game is hopefully necessary.
Longer, as long as it's good still.
Yeah. But
because if they just throw in a bunch of filler and stuff,
well, then
that's,
yeah, that's stupid. God, I hope they're smarter than that, but you never freaking know, man.
I hope the storyline is a little bit better in this one, because I mean,
can you
I
do
it's...
anything at the red shiny spot there, Pete? I'm sorry.
No, I think that's a
me.
Teleporty spot.
Oh, okay.
Because I fell off the edge of the map, and then it teleported me back in one of these red circles.
Gotcha. Okay, like a checkpoint almost?
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Oh, what's that?
What's that?
But, then the,
always need
some
coffee.
What's Samsung doing, Adam? I know you know what Samsung's doing.
Samsung is coming out with a Batman phone.
Ooh, Batman
it can mode. Actually summon the Dark Knight.
Can it?
Yes.
It comes
it shoots
with like,
a
like
spot
a, like
instead
a
of a flashlight app. It has a little filter on the outside, and it shines a bat signal into the sky.
It totally should.
That would be epic, though, if they did that. But I should be in development.
Right now, it comes with a little bat symbol on the back. It comes with a free copy of Injustice: Gods Among Us installed on the phone. Although it looks like it runs like poo poo. it also comes with a case that's got a bat symbol on it, which is I thought was a good idea because Peter brought up a good point. As soon as you get that phone, you're going to put a case on it, so you would just end up covering the bat signal or bat symbol. But that's not the case. Also comes with a set of augmented reality goggles, which is pretty sweet. And what else? Oh, a batarang. Comes with your very own batarang.
Golden nice. Batarang.
Yeah, yeah. So you can fight crime and justice things.
No wall.
Justice the things.
I agree, though. I think the case is a nice addition because I would put a case on my phone, too. So.
Yeah. And like,
did
well,
they put an
just
overall price on that puppy? Because, I mean, with the augmented reality goggles, the Batarang, the case, the phone, Injustice. I mean, that's a pretty significant amount of shit for a phone.
Yeah, probably, I was thinking that too.
Probably $600 or $700 if you buy it flat out, if not more. Because that phone itself is probably like a $500.
Yeah,
phone.
I don't see any money signs on here.
Probably saying. Lots.
Yep. So let's just go with expensive. It's probably expensive.
So none of us are getting one anytime soon.
No, but, no.
Unless they want to, you know, send us a copy and we can review it.
In which case...
Yeah, oh, do that, Samsung. We're your biggest fans. Believe me, it's the truth. Did they say which carrier you do it with?
Whoever offers Samsung phones. Probably going to be like AT&T and T-Mobile or something like that.
Okay.
Would be my guess. I don't know if Sprint has that.
Most of them, yeah, I've only had Samsung phones the last few
years. This guy can rotate the world with his brain.
I think that's just the like an anomaly, like a black hole kind of thing.
Oh, okay.
Dang it, I missed that one.
Reality is what you think reality is.
For what?
This. He keeps spinning the map.
Here, yeah, it, those when you land on the little white parts, it changes gravity.
Whoop. Gravity has been changed.
So.
And then you got to collect all those little orbs because they'll repair your ship.
You ever heard of a Roomba, Adam?
I have heard of a Roomba.
Have you ever heard of a Roomba that mops?
It's
a Moppa.
It's a Moppa? A Moopa? I haven't, but I feel like you're about to tell me.
They have a Roomba that mops. It's called the iRobot Brava, and it's a Roomba for mopping. It's literally what it is. It drives around. It uses detergent pads along with like a water sprayer in the front. And so
it's an automated Swiffer.
Wet jet. Automated Swiffer wet jet. Don't try to sell it short.
All right. I'm sorry.
It is cool, though, because a Roomba doesn't do a lot for hard surfaces other than maybe picking up some garbage, but picking stuff up off of hard surfaces with a regular vacuum-type brush head is not exactly... That's why usually, like, hardwood floor setting on vacuum cleaners lower the bristles super low, so they're really getting against the floor to actually pick shit up.
As opposed to just using the suction, yeah.
Yeah, and then pulling it out of carpet. But, so the... The Moppa, I can't even not say that. The iRobot Brava, does all the mopping for you. It's not really a whole lot to it. It's a mopping Roomba, but it's still cool. If you're rich and you have a need for...
Any of you know anybody that's used a Roomba before? Like, how well do they work? Because I always thought they were kind of gimmicky and just...
No, they work pretty well, or they would not still be around.
That's true.
I think the initial ones had some tracking issues.
Yeah, exactly. They work a lot better now than they used to.
Yeah, they used to do stupid shit where they would start doing like the same pattern over and over again and then wouldn't hit everywhere on the floor. Now they actually memorize where they've been, and they change their angles accordingly.
Okay.
It's meant to literally just drive around in the background. You know, it's not going to ever be a full replacement for
your vacuum.
It's never going to be a full replacement for your vacuum, you know, when you need to actually vacuum the floor. But, like I said, if you want to keep your floor somewhat clean, you can just have your Roomba cruising around the background. Now they'll even dock themselves to charge when they're done, or they're low. They'll drive over to their pad and then dock themselves and charge up.
That wasn't me. That was them.
Like, them
apparently
who?
I died. That was the, them that was or they? The, it was just kind of a tutorializing thing.
Oh, cool.
That's why it was all shadowed like that.
I gotcha. That's kind of a neat feature.
Okay, so I gotta go here. I just fall straight down. No, I gotta hit
that. No, you gotta hit that white wall.
Yeah.
The white waller.
No, I mean, if the Roomba works well, it would be nice to just, like you said, kind of a normal deterrent. So you're just like, I don't have to vacuum all the time. I just vacuum, you know, once every week or every other week or how often
you need to. Your neat freak ass has to.
Yeah. Or your lazy ass has to. Yeah. Honestly, I'm so lazy I probably just use the Roomba. Like, this is fucking good enough.
I mean, it might be if it's all... Like, if your house is already clean enough and you just kind of let the Roomba do whatever it does. Because doesn't it just kind of do it daily or something then? Or?
Yeah.
Does it get gold?
You'd have to keep remembering how to, or remembering to empty it and stuff.
That's
so
true.
What if Roombas data mine at the same time?
What would they mine?
Carpet filthiness.
Oh, okay. Came back down. I thought you missed it. I was like, oh, that sucks.
You but, die, Peter. Said so.
So that's it. It's the iRobot Brava. Now, the final news.
Replacing employees with robots.
Yep. Not so shocked. It begins. Now your cars are going to be made by robots. Oh, wait, they already are.
No, but now your pizza will be ordered by robots.
I'm also okay with this.
Now, this is Pizza Hut, right? Yes. This is Pizza Hut having a robotic employee.
Okay, so I gotta start over every time. Damn it.
Yeah. It's only inside the restaurants, but it'll be able to help you take orders and even make recommended suggestions and things like that for you while you are...
When they say recommended suggestions, it's not going to be like, oh, you like this, then you'll like this. It's more like, oh, by the way, this is a deal, or hey, did you want to upgrade to stuffed crust? Or, you know, even though you picked a one-topping pizza, you could have three, and we'll charge you more money.
Yeah, and it will offer deals and stuff like that, and let you know, like, hey, you ordered, you know, two medium pizzas. If you get them with two toppings, they're X amount, since there's a deal for that, instead of, you know, whatever you're paying for Y amount. But this game's confusing. I don't know if it'll show you any other... it'll make any other recommendations. Like, hey, if you like this white sauce pizza, you might want to try this white sauce pizza. But, yeah.
Pretty much it's just there to take your order, though. It looks kind of creepy looking.
It does look a little creepy looking. It even has, it says, a soft, soothing voice. and it makes hand gestures all robotic-like.
Do you think Will Smith's going to lose his shit and start killing them all?
I mean, I kind of hope so.
Robots are the end of the world.
But yeah, that's pretty much it. It is coming out in China later this year. That'll be the first market it's used on. But it will also... you can only use it if you have a MasterCard account. So anybody that doesn't have... If you're using Visa or whatever, it just won't...
I've got a MasterCard. Really?
Yeah, because MasterCard is paying for part of this.
It'll suggest to you you should get a MasterCard.
Well, you don't have a MasterCard. Well, you can apply for one right now.
Yeah, right. instead of ordering pizzas, they're just signing people up for credit cards. No, it's cool, though. I mean, I would be down, like, to order a pizza from a weird hand gesture-y robot.
Yeah, I mean... It'd be weird the first couple times.
Do you really want to, though? I think just a touch screen would make it easier.
Yeah, like a tablet on a stick.
Yeah.
You know, kids are going to love it, though.
Oh, yeah, for sure.
Kids are going to love it. Like, so, you know what? I'm not opposed to fun.
Are you sure, John? You look like you're opposed to
fun. I hate fun. I'm a fun Nazi.
You had fun once and it was awful, right?
Oh, it made me miserable for at least a month.
But that is it for our news, right? There's nothing else that I'm missing?
I believe
Actually, there is something else you're missing.
What is it?
Me.
I'm not missing you, John.
I know.
Who's missing you?
Nobody.
You're right here.
Can they see me?
If they're watching on Twitch right now, they can.
You should be watching on Twitch right now, because if you're not, well, that's your
I do not understand this level.
Didn't you do the tutorial thing? Can I see the tutorial thing?
There's no tutorial thing.
Oh, I thought... It
was so now we're going to talk about the game that we're playing here.
Yeah,
this game really time. Confusing puzzle game.
So, it's called Black Hole. Let's see. I'm trying to pull up the... It's made by Fiola Soft Studio. And this was released... Actually, it was released a while ago on February 27th, 2015.
Oh, okay.
It's an animated 2D sci-fi hardcore platformer is the way they describe it. Some of the features include amazing places and environments. You change the gravity, which I think is what's going on here. You've already gotten further than I did earlier. So
I'm trying. The problem. So these pads here change gravity, rotate gravity in 90 degrees,
right?
In some direction. The problem is that I have to get all four of these. So I'm going to play it the way that I thought made sense. So I'm going to hit this one. I'm going to grab this guy because I'm trying to get all four of these self-burns or whatever. So there's two, right? Super easy. Here's three. Great. Easy. Whatever. I'm going to drop down. And great. Now I got all four. Now, I have to get back. How does one do? I cannot touch...
No wall jumpings?
No. Not that I can tell.
I don't think so.
Use the lava.
I'll die, and then it'll restart.
That doesn't seem to work.
So then now I've restarted. So now I'm not going to not touch that thing, right? And now I can't get that thing, and I'm totally stuck in here, and I'm forced to fucking touch this thing.
Do only certain pads change the gravity a certain way, or what?
Yeah, but in this one, they all seem to change the gravity in this exact same way.
Well, I think it's the way the pad is facing. So these all face up, so they make that gravity that way. So any pad so that's if you on were to the hit side,
the one on the side,
yeah, there, that would change gravity. But how do you hit that one?
Yeah,
unless you go down there without touching anything. But then
try to not rotate the gravity so much. It says.
Thanks.
Is there any way to get over there first? I haven't really been like jump.
Somebody just go down here. I'm not gonna set off the gravity.
And then jump over to the side.
And then if I touch that.
There you go.
Oh, okay, now I have some control. I just need to grab the fucking thing, Jesus.
And then you should be able to flip it back.
Yep.
Okay. This is a little easier. Now I can touch that.
There you go.
There we go. It. Nice.
Wait, how do you get up there now?
So this says this game has 70-plus levels, which are designed in a unique way.
Okay, I think
and
I got it now.
10-plus-hour-long epic storyline.
Very cool. Yeah, the storyline sure seemed epic because it kept popping up.
Yeah, the storyline, the intro was super long. We were playing
on the storyline interesting though. To listen to? That's what I care about. You could have 50 hours of story, but if it's shitty story, I don't give a shit.
Well, I haven't gotten much further than this, but it's pretty funny. Like, it's supposed to be comedic.
Jump and then
you
fall
know.
Down, Pete. And then go back around the other way.
Okay, so how am I going to go there?
Rope.
Jump to the pillar over there, and then now drop down and touch that white pad on the side. No.
Oh, that'll work.
That'll work.
Okay, now I should be able to hit that. Okay, yep. Now I've reset it.
Yep.
Now you can turn it sideways.
No! Damn it!
Oh.
You can still get back up there, though.
So when you start tricky. The game, you start off in this spaceship, and basically, like, I guess you're this crew that goes around closing black holes that are going to threaten Earth.
Oh, okay. So, like, every black hole in all of space, because eventually they will swallow everything, right? Isn't that what a black hole does?
It's
fatter and fatter.
No,
do they explode?
They explode everything.
Do they explode or something?
No. They don't. No, they just keep absorbing energy.
Yeah, but don't they slowly pull everything in?
No, because the universe is expanding fast enough that it would never eat everything. Eventually, all energy will just be dissipated. But anyway...
I don't know if I agree. I feel like black holes are slowly sucking everybody to their death, and these people are needed.
Well, then
to
it's
save
a good
mankind.
Thing. It's a good thing these guys are going around closing them all up. Not quite sure how to close up a black hole, but this is.
Probably
in the far future.
A cosmic sewing kit?
It does even talk about how, like, there's no more wars on Earth and stuff like that, so...
Well, then we know this is fiction.
Don't turn it that... Wait a minute.
Far enough in the future that we can't imagine that, so... But then something pulls you in. Oh. I think you're crashed inside of a black hole right now. I think that's why it's, like, you can alter the gravity.
Oh, Yeah, your team gets sucked into a black hole.
This is tricky, man. It's hurting my brain.
And you're the only one that survives, and you got to collect these little orby thingamajigs. And, it's...
No! Damn it! Fuck!
Oh, this game, though. This game, though.
At least you're at a point where you could reset that.
But, no, it looks fun. Art style's kind of cool. I like the weird heads on the bodies
right,
that don't
like
look like they
big
fit.
Heads.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You can see their faces really
got
well.
It.
For...
Nice, Pete.
Cool.
Level complete.
Okay, I like the game design in this. I really do. It just took me a second to figure out.
It does look like it could get frustrating.
And as soon as Adam, whoever said that the pad thing, like the direction the pad
that
is
was
facing.
Way back there.
Yeah, that really made things a lot easier to figure out.
This game's got a very positive rating on Steam.
Yeah,
so.
Well, I can imagine everybody... Not everybody, but there's a tremendous number of people that enjoy puzzle platformers.
Mm-hmm.
So you have a good market for it. And if you make a good puzzle game that's different than something else,
it will take
with
off.
A fun
water,
story.
That looks dangerous.
And like I said, this is an interesting art style in my opinion.
Oh, doesn't look so bad.
Can I? Oh, I can't.
You have to move the water.
Yeah.
Yeah, you'll have to.
I got to go over here first.
You know, and with a can with an interesting down? Play no. style, like you're going to. Oh, the water doesn't.
No, I can go up the water. As soon as I stop doing that.
But okay. It does look enjoyable. It, you know,
there we go.
Oh, no, you can't.
Okay, so it doesn't change buoyancy
at
all.
How does the water stay like that?
don't question it.
Yeah, because gravity and stuff.
Because reasons.
Can I swim? That means I should be able to swim up. Is there a swimming thing that I'm totally not understanding?
I don't think so. I think you need to just swim better. Oh,
so that the guy things tell me to go there, so I'll do that. I'm gonna go there, except not do that, obviously.
So you have to go there and then jump over that. Okay.
Okay. So
yeah, it has like this ledge grabbing function. Yeah. You just kind of grab onto the
damn
ledges.
Damn it!
Do you have to hit a
Y.
button to grab the ledge, or?
I don't think so. I think he just kind of grabs on. Yeah.
Yeah.
Automatically. Makes it easy when you're trying to get around all the.
I feel like the water should rotate.
That's
yeah,
what I thought
well,
was
in
happen.
Real life it would.
Oh, for sure.
Not in space.
Because how those not inside a black hole. Way up there.
I feel like these puzzles.
Oh, you can jump straight down and dunk into the water to get that first one, though, Pete.
Oh good yeah. Call. Like swan dive off the tall one.
Yeah.
So for our listeners that aren't watching us on Twitch go. Right now, basically there's like. Each level has three or four or so. I imagine it gets more as it goes, but little orbs that you have to collect.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, this one's only three. The last one was four.
And you basically just have to keep turning the whole map around.
It's like a trampoline.
So when you alter the gravity, like we keep talking about, it basically just spins the map 90 degrees.
Yeah.
I don't know how I'm supposed to get that one over there.
Yeah, this level is confusing.
Again, see if you can do it multiple times and get some height. No, definitely not.
This is a hard-looking game, man.
It is supposed to be very hard. It's what a lot of the Steam reviews say, that this gets pretty challenging after a while.
Yeah, well, I mean,
gotta, five, it's you only got to think about, huh?
Level five. Challenging.
Yeah, it looks hard. Like, I can honestly say I don't have a good idea on what you could do to get that one up there.
Yeah. Can you make that jump from that platform to over there or no?
From where?
From the platform right above you.
Can you even get to that tall platform?
Oh, okay.
That's the problem.
Gotcha, yeah. I see.
So I can get to that one down there. Is there another, like...
No gravity pad.
Yeah, I don't see another gravity pad on here.
So what made you want this one, Adam?
What made me want this one? Fiola Software Studio sent us a review copy of this to check it out.
Thank you,
for
Fiola.
Them. Well, thank yeah, you. Absolutely.
Is that how you say it, Fiola?
I hope so, because I've said it like that a few times now.
Okay.
It's Fiola Soft.
Well, Fiola, you made a very, very cool game. Ooh, wall slides.
I think you did. You made a pretty challenging game, too, but it seems like...
I wonder how many...
It hasn't just totally frustrated you guys up there yet.
How many keyboards and mice do you think are broken because of this game?
When I was playing it earlier, I couldn't get my controller to work. I don't think it was...
arrows in the background.
I don't think it was a fault of the game. I think it was a fault of the controller or something. But I was using the keyboard. It was very fucking hard. So
No, I mean like out of anger for not being able to figure out the tricky puzzle. Oh, lava.
That is lava.
Oh, the lava everywhere.
Well, good thing the lava doesn't move around with gravity.
That would suck.
Dude, that would just start pouring all over the place. Ooh, Peter. That looked dangerous. Now, this looks very fun, though.
Yeah, it's only $8.99 on Steam.
I was
going
to say, what's the price?
That's very cheap. Very fair price.
Okay.
Good luck here, Pete.
Definitely
drop down and then rotate it.
Definitely worth checking out if you're into these kind of 2D puzzler platformers.
Yo, yeah, for sure.
I like them, but my brain, I don't think, is great. Great puzzler brain. And I tend to get frustrated when I get to like really hard levels. It's hard for me not to feel the frustration. Drop.
You have to turn it again.
Jump over.
I can't. I'll die. I did this last time.
No.
There's no way to... So it's not like sensitive on the hop to like how hard you press?
I'm going to get this one first.
Yeah.
Yeah,
okay.
That's smart.
Nice.
You have to drop that. I think there's another one.
Now, when
there.
You get one token, why does it say level passed?
Because you only need one to pass the level. You get multiples for...
Like, it's like good. Basically like, you know,
but that's
gold, silver, bronze.
So I'll just take one and be done with this level.
Well, I mean, I actually think that's really cool for really hard levels.
Oh, like, if you can't I'm get fucked. Past it so you can continue to go through the story and stuff,
Because otherwise, like, on that one where Peter couldn't get the really high one, like, what are you going to do? Sit there and stare at it for, like, 2 hours and then finally give up and never play again? So I think it's wise on their part.
Well,
jeez,
a lot of
if you had motion
like
sickness,
this,
that could be very rough.
Or like that. You only need to do one thing to clear the level, but there are multiple things you can do. Like, just to clear the level
Well, there's
better.
Usually, you know,
When you reappear at the bottom, were you using the restart button that it was saying to?
Yeah, because essentially it's unsolvable in the state that I had it in.
Gotcha.
Like this?
And I got this. Watch. Done. Solved.
Just jump off the lava.
Okay.
Pretty soon you get a lava suit, and lava's no problem at all.
Well, if you can go inside a black hole, you'd think lava wouldn't be too big of a deal. But
so you go inside a black hole, you steal these orbs, and then the black hole closes?
These orbs.
That's all it takes.
No, these orbs are they're like nanobots that repair things.
Oh, okay.
So you're collecting them to repair your ship.
So does the game change what you're looking for?
You crash on here.
Or is that the whole game trying to repair the ship?
As far as I know, that's the whole game.
Okay. I'm not upset with that. I'm just curious if that's just like the beginning, you know, and then
It also says it includes action mini games and worldwide leaderboards. So.
Oh, cool. Very leaderboards nice. Are fun for people that get really serious into games. Because I'll tell you right now, nothing rustles nerds Jimmy's like being number one.
I'd imagine it probably is keeping track of time or something, at least.
I'd be interested to see people speedrun this game.
Yeah.
Oh, God, that'd be hard. And probably dizzying with the screen rotations.
But yeah, that's pretty much all I got on it. It's called Black Hole. It's on Steam for $8.99.
That's definitely cool. A fair price.
We'll have links up on our website if you want to check it out.
I know we're
and purchase
on,
it.
We're on level 6 right now, but do you know how many levels are in this game?
Let's see. It says 70 plus on their press kit, and on Steam it says 90, so I don't know if maybe they've added a few since they released it.
Yeah, maybe patched it with more levels.
But it says 10 plus hours worth of story play, or story gameplay.
Nice. Yeah. And then you can always obviously go back and try to beat
your score.
Yeah, or get the ones you could never figure out how to get. Because there's always a way, and then what I always hate about puzzlers is how easy it seems after you figure it out.
Yeah, you're just like, oh, it's like this. Okay,
that slapping noise was Peter facepalming.
It was pretty bad.
It was.
All it takes is one mismove, man, around lava, and it's over.
It really is. I'm trying to get all four. I don't have to get all four, but...
More fun to complete it. That's how those...
But he needs to.
You feel like you should.
My pride won't be satisfied until I've gotten all four.
Yeah, because you can just go back through the portal thing, I think. Like the...
Yeah,
I could do it now if I wanted to.
So not a complicated button scheme, huh, Pete?
No, it's really just A and B in your
analog
stick.
What does B do?
B allows you to slide down stuff.
Oh, like the walls?
Yeah, so if I just press B, I'll just drop down. Oh, okay. If I'm right next to it, if I press B, I'll just... And so instead of just walking off, you can just press B next to it.
That way you can go straight down and guarantee your descent.
Yeah.
Nice.
Instead of walking off. So it's really just, you can walk off of a ledge and die, or you can jump off of a ledge and possibly die, like so. Oh my god, I didn't actually die! Oh my lord, I thought I would die there. That's, okay, that's how you get that one.
Yep.
Jump better. Walk out. Yeah, okay, there we go.
Can you beat it now, Pete?
Maybe.
Beat it for us.
You can do it all night long.
You can beat it.
No, that's not the right direction.
No, it's not.
The question is, how do you get back out after you get it the right direction? Because this one here,
that one,
I see how you get it, but how do you get back out after you get it? You can't.
You can.
That one over there, you can.
This one I'm scared of. Yep.
I think you have to drop down one ledge and then jump up.
Man, this game is hard.
So we got a gadget to talk about?
We do have a gadget to talk about. It's a fairly simple gadget. It's called the O6. And the best way I can describe it is a wireless remote for your smart device. It's a little bit smaller than a hockey puck, a little bit thinner than a hockey puck. And it's kind of similar to the wheel and center button on an iPad. Or not an iPad, but an old iPod. It has... 3 different controls on it. It has the very outer rim spins, which lets you cycle through things or adjust your volume. It has a center ring that acts like a D-pad with different directions being your control. And it has a center button, which is just a select. You can program them, those things to do different things. The center button can have up to 4 functions with a single press, double press, triple press, and press and hold. Now, it's not just like a music control system. It does a lot more than that. Yes, you can use it for that, for volume adjust, skip track, you know, stop, start, blah, blah, blah. But you can also set it up to where, say, while you're driving, you can get a little steering wheel mount for it. And then as you're driving, if you get a text message, you can have it set to where you can scroll through your apps, select your messaging app, and then it will read your text message for you.
Oh.
And give you basic options to reply, like running late, yes, no, be there in a second, sorry, busy, driving, things like that. You can use it to control your smart TVs just as a very basic wireless controller. You can use it on your computer the same way if you do have Bluetooth in your computer.
Now, don't most phones already have a, like, reply with message? Like, when I reject a call, I can put busy or I'll call you back or
you do, text but you me. Have to actually pull your phone out and do that manually. As opposed to this, to where, like I said, if you're driving, you don't have to reach and fumble for your phone. If you're on your bike, you don't have to reach and fumble for your phone. You can literally just be like, oh, up is this, or down is reject, well, you know, however you want to set it up. It does come with a few different attachments. Oh. Like I said, a steering wheel attachment, a bicycle handlebar attachment, a little waist clip attachment, and a little wristwatch attachment. One thing that they also said in their Kickstarter, which I thought was really cool, is it actually works really well for people with hard of sight, so they can have this thing read their text messages to them. It's even compatible right now with Twitch, most email services, and a few other apps, but they're also planning on setting it up for like Reddit and Facebook, so you can use this to actually control those apps. And it also has a little speaker in it, so you can use voice communication with it as well. So not only can you have all of those buttons set up, but then you can be like, 06, skip track, or skip album, or go to this album, or read email, or reply to blah, 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 blah. That's about it for what it does. It's just very, very basic, simple to use, like I said, Bluetooth controller for your smart devices.
Is it just called 06?
It's just called 06. Okay. Oh, it also has...
Like the letter O.
Oh, yeah. Okay. Oh, yeah, like the letter O and then the number 6. It also has motion control in it as well, so if you are using it for, say, a presentation, you can have it set up to where if you just swipe your hand one way while it's in your hand, you'll swipe from, like, slide to slide or
more
things like that, or link to link, whatever you'd like it to do. It's also open source, so people can develop... any consumer can develop for it and... get it to do new and fun things. But it connects to any smart device. In fact, one of the things they showed is it connecting to the smart blind changer that I talked about a few weeks ago. So then you can just, instead of having to pick up your phone, you can just leave it on like your bedside table and just spin the dial, and that dial will slowly open your blind, so you can just spin it to where you want your blinds to open to.
Nice.
Yeah, so I mean, it's just another way to where you can make your life more smart, if you want to call it that.
Smarter.
I think it's more smart. Pretty sure it's more smart.
Yeah.
Just another way to automate more stuff.
Yeah.
Just make it more better.
That's what it's doing. It's making it more gooder.
Yeah.
Right now you can get the early bird special, which is just it for $89. There's still, I believe it's, how many of the early birds are left? About 150 of those are left.
Whoa.
Which ones? For 89?
Yeah, the early bird, okay. $89 ones. But that does not come with any sort of attachment. If you want the early bird attachment, it's $104, and there's a little less than 200 of those left right now. It will sell for $149 regular price. With one attachment, it'll sell for $178 MSRP. And then, of course, you can get like two packs, things like that. One with multiple.
Two packs?
One with multiple.
Two packs.
Multiple accessories. But yeah, that's it. It's a very simple, just a very simple interface for all of your smart devices. And that's that.
Right on.
The 06 comes in a couple fancy colors. I did like that it had the voice feature. I didn't expect that. So, like, you can set it up where if you're in your car, you can just be like, call John the Buttface.
Call John the Buttface.
It will call this guy right here, because that's what he saved in my phone as.
Why is he Buttface?
I don't want to tell you. I don't think it's appropriate to tell you what Adam's in on my phone.
That's
so.
Fine. Peter's in my phone as Peter instead of Peter.
That's okay.
You're boo-boo for me.
Ooh, me or him?
No, jump, Peter.
Run, nice. Jump.
That's like a make it.
Run, jump right into the lava to your death.
Well, that's not going to make it either. You're just going to go down in the same place we were before. Try the run, jump. That's like the only option I see you having.
All right.
You can do it,
why don't you just drop right down the middle right there?
Wait, try jumping up. Yeah, and then... Yeah, no, that's... Yeah, that's pretty much it. Yeah.
I guess you can't drop down the middle because that one individual lava block.
Boogaloo! Oh. Yeah.
I knew it. I knew he didn't have that.
Try it this way.
He's not an Olympic athlete.
He's done this already. So he knows how to get that one up there and the one on the bottom, and that's it so far. So he's got half the level figured out.
Okay. We'll figure it out better, John.
He's doing better than me. I kept fucking dying, like, over and over again. I was just like, fuck it, John, you play. So John's having more success here than me.
So was that all we had for the 06?
Yeah, I mean, that's it. Like I said, it's just a simple piece of tech that just another way to interface with your items.
Yeah. How cool. It hadn't quite made its goal yet, huh? It still looked like it had 40 grand to go or
so. Yeah, it's like 62,000 out of 100,000 donations. And, I mean, yeah, it's I think there's like 30 days left.
I didn't mean to do
something like that, yeah. Grand,
so plenty of time. I'm pretty confident that this one will end up being completely funded.
I would think so. It's already more than halfway now.
And
so.
It's still got a vast majority of its Kickstarter to go. Assuming that went the longest for 45 days, it's only a third of the way done and 60% of the way there. So, nice jump.
Thanks.
Hey, man, this game's hard.
But that's all I really got for the 06. If you're one of those tech people that doesn't mind spending a chunk of cash on new gadgets and stuff, this might be for you.
I wanted to see if maybe I got closer to the edge.
One thing I did forget to, or one thing I left out of my review of this game is on Twitter they told me that this would be coming to consoles soon, too.
So. Oh, okay. I could see this being pretty huge on consoles, on the console marketplace. Because I feel like, well, I don't know.
Oh, I see
I could be wrong, but I feel like games like this probably thrive on the console marketplace.
Jump up on that.
Whereas opposed on the PC marketplace,
it's down over there.
You've got quite a bit of competition for people developing stuff like this. Maybe I'm wrong.
Oh, shit.
Maybe you have to switch to the other wall. I bet once you slide down, you have to switch to the other wall.
But that's lava.
You can't jump on wall.
You can't just, let go and then...
No. Yeah.
Well, there's lots of indie games on consoles too,
right? But I'm just saying, I feel like the marketplace is
the market share
is a lot smaller.
For sure.
For console games, so all of them get a little bit more attention that way.
Jump up on that one and then fall down.
And
cool, yeah. You got to jump past that. You see what I'm saying?
Yeah.
But yeah, that's.
So are you? What are you thinking of this game so far?
I think it's extremely fun.
You were like, it does not compute
try
earlier.
Jumping and not walking off.
And now you're like, yes, like please, more.
More.
Well, once you actually play it.
Sure,
man.
Of course, yeah. That's how it always is.
So jump. Jump and then arc down between the two lavas. Yeah, there you go.
But what? You fell too far and
you died. Fall damage?
I guess so. I guess there's some sort of gravity thing.
So you probably have to catch that earlier lip.
Oh.
Was there a lip down there?
There was. So you have to barely miss that first block of lava is what it looks like. Yeah.
Well, on which side? That side?
Yeah. But if you hold down left trigger, I think, John, or right trigger, you can look around. So if you stop here, hold right trigger, now move around. Yeah, so you can look down.
Not super far.
I don't see another lip.
What are those arrows showing?
What if you landed? Actually,
that's which way I'm looking.
John, what if you curve around the lava
and try and hit that
and hit the thing,
the wall right there,
the wall, yeah.
Oh,
but I can already get there.
Too far.
Just by.
Oh yeah, good point. Well, let's go explore like this. So maybe if you hit that lava, oh, and there's fall damage.
I don't understand. He went farther. Yeah. Maybe that lip right there, just past the lava, is right at his limit. So
maybe he can. Maybe you can grab that wall up on top and then slide down it.
Oh,
that could be. Yeah, catch it at the last minute and
stuff. I don't know. Yeah,
it's worth a shot. I mean, nothing else is working, so fuck it.
So grab the wall across from him now.
Yeah, so you got to do it at a perfect angle. Not that. That was not
spot on.
It's like portal
right into the lava.
I feel like there's a lot of trial and error.
Oh yeah, for
almost.
Sure.
It's a little too steep there. He's getting to the jumping part real fast now.
Ah!
Yes, you were close. You were close, though.
I know. I even hit B. I just didn't make it to the wall.
There.
Oh,
there.
Yeah.
Okay. Nice. Now you got to go grab that one down at the bottom.
Okay.
And now you can jump back. Okay, there you go. So that's one. I don't know how you're going to get that one, though.
That one. There's another one up too.
Oh,
well, so he already has these other two. The one that's all the way up, and the one that's over here on the left. He already knows.
You can just get two and then get the hell out.
Well, he can get the three that he knows.
May as well.
Oh, yeah.
All right, now he just needs to not
do that.
Yeah.
Oh my God, this game.
So, do you guys have anything else to talk about other than just
I got a couple lava. Teases.
Okay.
Well, we can talk about last Friday real quick.
Yes.
How much fun we all had last
Friday.
Oh,
man, that was a blast.
So, one of the ideas that Peter tossed around almost as soon as we were able to capture video was Drunken Dark Souls. That all of us should, you know, get a little,
tipsy.
And then, and then try and play Dark Souls and see, you know, what happens. And so we did a test, and we captured some of that video. And I'd like to say that in 2 weeks, there will be at least one video out of that.
Right.
Maybe sooner, depending on how ambitious I feel.
There may have been some drunken speedrunners.
And then what I was going to say after that is, you know, we had some downtime after the fact, and I might be able to have speedrunners out before that.
Ooh.
Because it was a little bit easy. It was epic, but it's a little bit easier to edit than it is to do Dark Souls. So I think, you know, at the end of this week, you'll see at least speedrunners.
Nice. At least a couple videos in the works to look forward to.
Yeah, yeah. There was
speedrunners is always fun.
And then before the guys leave tonight, I'd like to lock down at least someone to do at least one playthrough. Someone.
We can figure that out.
There are four people here. We could get one playthrough done at least. So look forward to more content from us on the YouTube side.
Oh, to switch back to news, though, there is one thing that we kind of missed to talk about, but the SpaceX inflatable module was installed and inflated on the ISS last week, earlier this week?
Last week.
Yeah.
I think it was late last week, yeah. So that's pretty exciting, and they got it up there, and they got it all installed, and it's going to make it much cheaper to get, if it works, it'll make it much cheaper to get add-ons up to the International Space Station.
Temporary?
Its mission statement is to last until 2024.
Okay.
And so right now they're going to go through a week of leak tests to make sure that, obviously that the thing doesn't fucking leak and get suck you into the vacuum of space. And then after a week of leak tests, they're going to just let it sit for a week. And then after that week, then an astronaut will be making its the first entrance into that.
Well, I saw The Martian, and all you need is duct tape.
Yeah,
I'd feel really uncomfortable
in with a big
duct
balloon?
Tape in a big fucking balloon.
Yeah.
Well, the thing I think about The Martian though is he put up that plastic screen and duct tape, and that worked. But what he could have done is taken the dirt and piled it against the plastic
to make a vacuum.
To help make a vacuum and to stop the wind from hitting the plastic.
Yeah.
And it was like, because he's like sitting there, but I guess it was more dramatic for the glass, the plastic like to be flapping with the wind.
Oh, yeah.
So, I'm not.
John,
I'm not
do you have a suicide complex? Because that's all you're doing is just killing.
He's trying to recreate that thing, and it's not working. Well, it was a lot harder than he thought.
Well, what I'm trying to do too is I was trying to get to the left side.
I like there. How after a certain
I had B, but
after
it didn't.
A certain point, the guy just flips over on his back. He's like, "God, end it."
Seriously, though.
Apparently,
if you even great that environmental suit doesn't do shit.
Right? It's not a very good environmental suit.
Let you breathe
it
in
does
a black
let
hole.
You survive in a black hole, yeah.
Whatever.
That's pretty impressive.
That's
there's
no
this whole ecosystem in this black hole. There's a whole bunch of other shit that lives in here. Lava apparently exists in cubes.
It's just
super
dense.
Well, you do have to kind of throw out known physics when you're dealing with the inside of a black hole. So
like gravity.
Well, I thought it was a tesseract. Where the next dimension is time, and you can go through it in a spacesuit and find your daughter, so that you can tell her physics stuff.
I don't remember the Red Skull ever having that.
Oh, is it my turn?
I give up. I've killed.
Just rewatched that movie like last week.
Killed this poor little man like 50 times already. Like, this little guy's already had enough from me. He's just like, you are sick!
I've never made it all the way through Interstellar. It's really boring. It's good.
What?
No, it's not boring.
It's not boring.
I woke up Is it the Tesseract that they're in? Or yeah. What are they? Yeah. It's a Tesseract. I woke up when they were going through that, and I was so utterly confused because I had fallen asleep. I was like, they're well, yeah, in a weird prism. Too, I
fell asleep and woke up then.
Yeah. Like, it wasn't even terribly long sleep, but long enough for me to be like, what the fuck? You know, and everything's all woom, 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 and it's all the same rooms. And I was like, I don't understand what just happened.
It's a pretty good story.
I own it.
It does. And it definitely, you understand a lot more the second time you watch it, too.
I bought it at the Red Box. I did buy it at the Red Box because I didn't rent it because I never gave it back, which means they charged me for that shit. So now I own it, as well as some other crappy movies. Not saying that one's crappy because you guys really like it. And I don't want to hurt your feelings.
For some reason, last time I watched it with my girlfriend, it ended up being an hour-long explanation of how gravity and dark matter works, which is really weird.
Time dilation and...
Well, yeah, I was using a sheet with weighted stuff, which it seems to be a common practice. Oh, okay, yeah. You know, just... It works a lot better when you can brace it and
it's the best way to visually represent space-time bending.
Yeah,
so.
Absolutely.
You know, while we're on the subject of Christopher Nolan movies, have you guys seen the stills and stuff for Dunkirk? Which is his next movie?
No, have not.
It's supposed to visualize the...
No, you didn't. You got one.
No, you didn't.
You got one.
It's supposed to be a visual representation of the absolute tragedy of the retreat of Dunkirk.
Really?
Which is when everyone evacuated Poland to go to the UK.
Gotcha.
Down.
Oh, okay.
Anyway, right. Christopher Nolan.
Good Nolan.
I will give you that the visuals in Interstellar are unmatched. Like, unmatched to the point of Inception, which was his other movie.
Mm. Yeah, it's supposed to be like the most visually accurate way to represent a black hole.
Mm-hmm. And I don't doubt it. And, you know, the argument of, you know, The Martian versus Interstellar, Matt Damon's in both of them.
Well, they're also both completely different movies. Personally, I like Interstellar better. But
I like the Matt Damon in The Martian better as a character.
Yeah. But The Martian's a great movie, too.
Oh, it's an amazing movie.
Yeah.
I think it's a different kind of science.
I feel like it's more comedic, the movie, just in general.
Well, yeah, you have to drop from higher, Adam.
The Martian's a lot more based in realism, and whereas Interstellar's a lot more...
Quantum.
Yeah, like far future thinking kind of stuff, you know. And time.
And time.
Speaking of time.
Yeah.
And its effect on the body... Do you know what Christopher Nolan's first movie was?
No, I don't.
Memento.
This water is amazing. Wall. I'm not sure that... You know what? We keep calling that water. I don't think it's water. It's space liquid.
It's hydrogen.
It's space hydrogen.
Space liquid.
Space liquid.
It's actually carbon. It's actually carbon in a liquid form.
Maybe because it's under such tremendous gravity inside the black hole, that's why it gets stuck to wherever it is.
Yeah, wherever it was.
And doesn't let you go through it. It seems more like jelly.
Wouldn't it be ultra bright inside of a black hole, though?
Depends.
Well, because the gravity is so intense that light can't escape.
Right.
So wouldn't you just be in a big ball of light? Photons would just be assaulting your eyes.
To be honest, I don't know. Realistically, no one really knows enough to say for sure.
Or maybe they turn into electrons inside of a black hole.
Yeah. I would also expect that every law or theory that's out there is warped
void.
Entirely.
Null and void.
It's null and void, yeah. Anything could exist, probably.
Okay, you jump on that little stick on the left, Adam. And then you walk to the end of it and get the orb.
Because
I personally like the idea that in a supermassive black hole, the gravity is so intense that time is so slowed down that could potentially be another universe in there with eternity going on.
I was just thinking about
that.
Relativity is entirely thrown out the window.
So, like, and essentially our entire universe could be inside a black hole of another universe.
Like a time battery.
Yeah.
Which is inside of a time.
We experience it as pretty much eternity, whereas it's going by a lot quicker in the other universe.
You need to go around the top piece, Adam, and jump from way higher.
Watch Cosmos.
I like the theory that as you approach the event horizon, the time dilation continues to stretch.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. You get more forces stretching at your feet than you do at your head, and eventually it pulls you apart, and you're just a stream of particles going into the black hole.
So it's a black hole 4D.
It's called spaghettification.
Oh, so close.
So on spaghettification, Where can they find you guys?
On top of
Spaghetti. They can find us at waitingforplayers.net.
Twitch.tv/waitingforplayers.
Basically all over the internet. We're on YouTube. Just subscribe to us so you can check out when those new videos come up.
I'll work on it.
They're going to be awesome. We were drunk and ridiculous, but yeah. Awesome.
Aren't you always drunk?
No.
No, you're looking the wrong way. Yeah. It's this way.
Can you toss me my beer, John? That's a cool glass.
I got it for free.
Nice. We're also on Facebook and Twitter. You can send us a message. Tell us that you like us or what we should change.
Or you love us.
Or not, yeah. We've got a donate button if you're feeling generous. And I think that's about it.
That is.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So, unless you guys have anything to add.
No.
Fuck this game. It's hard.
I want to.
This game is awesome.
The last thing I want to add is I really want to play Drawful with everybody in this room.
Yes.
Those are maybe some potential videos coming up in the future.
Yeah. Drawful, Fibbage, Quiplash. Oh. I think all of us would,
I think you need to jump. Well.
Some fun party games. The more people we can get, the better.
Mm. Yeah. If we can get one more, I think we can get a 7-person.
One more nerd.
Drawful, that'd be great.
Yeah.
Yeah. Anyway.
All right, well, I guess I will see you guys next week.
Goodbye.
Goodbye.
Toodles.
Truce, peace time. Got it.